I can't believe I'm at this point. Jackie and I are flying high during our third tag team title reign as the UWWL embarked on its first world tour. We successfully defended the belts against Thunder and Lightning in a really tough match, and our confidence was soaring. But then we were forced to put the tag team championship on the line in a tornado-style mud match against the Cowgirls in Rio de Janeiro. And that's when things started going downhill. I hate mud matches, and I always have. They give the bad girls an unfair advantage because it's all about dirty tactics and catfighting. I'm tough as nails and can hold my own in a fist fight, but at the end of the day, I'm a wrestler, not a catfighter. And wading into a mud pit is humiliating from the start, even if I win. The worst loss of my career was in a mud match against that fucking bitch Jessica, who I hate more than any other human being alive. Monica had us fight in a dank, smoky bar to determine the number one contender for Gina's world championship belt back in the UWWL's primal early days. I was only 19 and she was 20. The bitch attacked me in the aisle before I even got my bathrobe off. She throttled my belly, clubbed me across the back a few times, ripped my robe off, and then grabbed my blue bikini and tossed me into the mud pit through the hemp ropes. I never got a chance to get acclimated, and through the entire fight, I never landed more than 2 or 3 blows before she would block one of my attacks and get me back. It was so frustrating and so humiliating being trounced by my worst enemy in the mud. She eventually stripped me nude and then tossed me, boobs first, into a wooden post in the corner. Jessica can really hit hard, so my left eye was swollen shut. But with my right eye, I remember looking out at the crowd through the haze of cigarette smoke, and I could smell the booze coming from the drunken men in the first few rows. I could tell they were enjoying my lopsided beating, leering at my mud-covered breasts and battered face. Those grogginess-induced thoughts were cut short by Jessica crushing my pussy from behind. The pain was unbelievable. I then felt her hands roughly grabbing my mud-filled hair before my face got rammed into the wooden post. She stood behind me and throttled my kidneys, making me yelp from each blow. And she whispered how much she hated me into my ear between the excruciating punches. Even though I hate this bitch, I have to admit that Jessica is very strong and her punches hurt. I was too worn out and in too much pain to fight back. She could have easily pinned me and gotten it over with, but the bitch wanted to toy with me. She ragdolled me in that mud pit. The worst sequence started when she throttled me with a clothesline. I felt her powerful arm slam into my throat full force, and I dropped into the mud looking up at the dim lights. She then stood on my hair, and I felt a sharp, piercing pain as she pinched my nipples really hard with her fingernails. She yanked up on my nipples, and I had to arch my back out of the mud. I was screaming like a wild woman as she pulled up on my boobs. My legs sloshed through the mud as she yanked up again. I felt her grabbing at my tits to get a better grip. And then she yanked up as hard as she could while standing on my hair. She did this a few times and then let me drop down. But the worst was yet to come.